Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, and Central DuPage Hospital's Vice President of Medical Affairs. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
How was your weekend?
It was great. A lot of golf, almost too much.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how for like months you've been asking me to give you dates for a time we could play?
Yeah.
And you know, like I haven't really responded with those dates.
Yeah, better not be today or tomorrow.
Why, is those, are those days bad for you?
Yeah.
I will get back to you on that as soon as I quit sucking. And I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon. God, I'm awful. All right, so let's talk about a couple of things here. And, you know, there's this, there's a lot of new acronyms, I guess, in medicine. Certified nurse, midwife, and nurses that have different levels of certification as well. What is an APN?
Yeah. So an APN is an advanced practice nurse, a certified nurse practitioner. That's the other, CNP and APN. Those are the two terms that we use. And essentially what it is, it's a nurse who has a bachelor's degree, who has gone on to have additional training, and essentially is either at a master's or doctorate level of nursing. And they play a great place on our team and our healthcare team, and are really going to be very important as we come into this physician shortage that we know we're going to hit.
All right. So what is a CNP, APN different or together? What are they able to do?
Well, essentially, they can do pretty much anything, to be honest with you. It's kind of interesting. We use them. Practices use them in different ways. You may go to your doctor's office. You may get in there for a checkup on your cholesterol, a checkup on your blood pressure, a checkup on your heart. And instead of seeing the doctor, you may see the APN. The APN will do a full exam, go over your medications, do the education, and then she might consult with the doctor. But what it allows is it allows the doctor to take at least care of new patients and more advanced patients and more chronic complex patients, I'll say, and allows the APN to see patients. So now instead of saying it's going to be 3 weeks before you can see Dr. X, we can get you in today or tomorrow and you'll see the APN who will then consult with the doctor.
Is that how it normally works? Like you would give the patient the choice when the call is made to schedule an appointment? In other words, you know, the doctor's not available until, but I could get you in with the APN or the others sooner.
Yep. Almost always that way. Sometimes they'll take their acute visits. In other words, I woke up this morning and I think I have bronchitis. I need to get in. They say, well, you know, we have some open slots. And then those open slots are sometimes the APN is going to take it, sometimes the doc. But for a scheduled appointment, they're going to let you know who you're going to be seeing. And for some of us, I mean, I just had my physical last week and saw the doctor. But if I go in 6 months from now for my cholesterol check and my blood pressure check, the doctor really doesn't need to do that. The APN can certainly do it. She can go over any new medications with me. She can go, or he or she, I shouldn't say it that way, can take a little bit more time with education with the patient than often the doctor has.
So when you go in to get a physical, do you actually review the physical while it's going on? Like you're getting a physical from another doctor, you go, ho, hey, ho, your hands are cold.
Yeah, I do actually. Fortunately, I have a really good doctor, and I really trust him. And I try to get in the room and say, "You're a patient. You're not a doctor.
All right.
Let him do his work."
Yeah, and I don't know. It amuses me to see the image in my head of you getting a physical. I don't know why it does. You know, I'm 12. That's why it does.
To bring me back to life.
Dr. Kevin Most, Vice President.
That was great.
Didn't see that coming. Vice President of Medical Affairs, Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. All right, before we wrap up this discussion of the acronyms of the people that are going to be doing a good portion of the medical care as we go forward, talk to me for a second about the certified nurse midwife. When you hear midwife, I think Ayn Rand novels and delivering babies in the old days.
Well, it is essentially that. These are nurses that have gone on to do additional training in obstetrics, and they do deliveries. They do a lot of deliveries. So many hospitals have midwives that actually work in the hospital. And then there is a section of the population that says, you know what, I know I should have my baby in a hospital, but I want to deliver at home. And midwives actually do deliveries at home still for many people. But midwives are going to be that extra set of hands for the obstetrician, whether it's during a C-section. And then they're also going to be doing deliveries. They also do a lot of the prenatal care and the postnatal care. So they're monitoring that woman all through the pregnancy and then helping them deal with everything after the pregnancy as well.
What do we need you guys for anymore?
You know what? That's one thing. As I'm saying all these things, I'm going, hold on a second. Am I talking myself out of a job here? No. Well, you know the respect I have for nurses, and I can tell
absolutely.
You that the APNs, the other place we really see them used a lot, and now people that are in the hospital will notice this, their doctor may come in round in the morning, but then during the day, the APN is the one that's checking in on them. The APN is the one who's going to sit with them and talk with them about tests that they're going to have or tests that they did have. So it allows for more face-to-face time with the patient. So it's actually elevating the quality of care that's being delivered.
Let me check with Kevin's not in today. Kevin's sick, but let me check with Ross on something. Ross, is my first grandchild going to be delivered by a certified nurse midwife?
Yes, actually.
Well, so see, Ross has already bought into this.
See?
Ross and Lauren.
Cutting edge.
What I mean is Lauren has bought into this, and Ross said yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's talk about West Nile for a second. I haven't seen more than 3 mosquitoes all summer, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, there are no mosquitoes.
Well, that's because
what?
You don't play.
What?
Where do you live?
I'm not kidding. I have seen nothing.
Get out.
Nothing.
Have you been outside at night?
I've been outside the entire summer. I've not been inside since April.
Oh, man, I've been getting pounded.
Getting devoured.
Me too.
That's not condensation on our window here. Those are all mosquitoes.
No.
Dude.
No.
They're breathing heavily, too.
Why do I have no mosquitoes? Mosquitoes love me.
Evidently not.
No, right? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes love me. Protein-rich blood.
You know,
ooh, they love it.
You know what's weird now, though? The mosquito bites that I've been getting, you know, normally you get a little mosquito bite. They're big. They're almost like welt size now.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you, too, because I haven't seen. I'm not kidding you. I've seen 3 mosquitoes the entire summer.
Maybe it is us, Dave.
I sort of feel left out.
So no, it's not you. It's not you, too. Don't worry. It's him. Everyone else has been getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. So.
All right. So while the rest of you get West Nile virus, I'll just come to work.
We'll bring you some mosquitoes if you feel left out.
No, I'm fine. Yeah. Thanks. I've seen plenty of gnats. I saw 4 billion gnats yesterday on the golf course, but I no mosquitoes. Anyway, so you're telling me there are actual mosquitoes out there and people are actually getting West Nile virus?
There are, yes. You know, this is that West Nile time, and it's time to do a little education for people. So in Illinois, West Nile's been found in 24 counties. In the whole United States, there's been cases. We haven't had any cases in Illinois. A lot of cases in the middle of the country, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, but nothing here in Illinois yet. But just to keep people informed, you know, make sure you put on some protective clothing. Make sure you wear DEET, you know, for an insect repellent, and try to stay away from being out at dusk.
Do those little
you're going to bed at dusk, Steve? That's why you're not.
That's
getting
true.
Bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, so are these two.
You know those little arm bracelets, though, that they sell, you know, for a buck that have the mosquito repellent? Those don't work, do they?
I don't think so.
Don't work that well.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to get something with DEET in it. And, you know,
you know what? I found something for gnats that actually works.
You did?
And I can't think of the name of it. I got to grab the product. It's in my golf bag.
Because they go under the brim of your hat. That's annoying.
Well, no, yeah. I spray. I've got about 47 hats in my car. And I spray, you know, 5 or 6 I'm willing to toss. And I spray the hats down with this stuff, and the gnats leave me alone.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to tell you about it, because you're on the golf course.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about it.
I'm going to get that product name for next Monday. Ross, okay. Remind me for next Monday to have that for Dr. Most. Write that down in a file somewhere and put it somewhere where you'll remind me. All right, Doc. Thank you for all the acronyms. Again, we'll see our APNs and our CNMs and our CNPs, and occasionally we'll see our DRs.
Correct, every so often.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, well, one quick shout-out.
Yeah.
I played golf yesterday with a young kid, Rick Lamb, who's on the Web.com Tour. He's plays out of he's from South Bend, actually, played at Tennessee, but a great player. He was in Chicago and wanted to play a round of golf before he went out to Utah. But I'll tell you, watch this kid. He's a great kid, and really, he's got just the right mindset and great personality. And for all the listeners in South Bend, you guys got a class act there.
And what's his name? So,
Rick Lamp.
All right, and I would like
As in Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary Had a Little Lamp.
Yep.
And
Lamb.
I want to say,
L-A-B.
Oh, it's Lamb. Has he seen any mosquitoes?
Yes, he has.
Seen a couple? I want to say hi to Jeremy from ConAgra. Jeremy and Brian, who works for the government on Lyle, they played golf with me yesterday in the Naperville City Championship. And also to a couple of people, Jeff Schoenhoff from GNC, owns a couple of GNC stores, one in Aurora, one in Homer Glen. And my buddy Doug, who's one of the proud proprietors of On the Rocks in Joliet at Essington Road and in Romeoville on Butler Road. If you go to On the Rocks and you mention Steve Cochran, Doug will let you drink for the same price. And Jeff Schoenhoff, as I mentioned, at GNC. Anyway, I play golf with all those guys this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and I'd like to apologize. All right, Doc, I'll talk to you later.
You know what? Hey, Steve, that just tells parents out there, too, get your kids involved in golf. You meet a lot of nice people, and it's a great sport.
It is. It really is. And someday you may be lucky enough not to play with me.
That's true.
All right, I'll talk to you later. That's Dr. Kevin Moe, Central DuPage Hospital, Northwestern Medicine. Steve Cochran Show continues next, 6:58 on 720 WGN.